Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, as you may have heard in my introduction, we're now going to talk to the boss of Ballymaloe Foods. Why? Well, one of the recent interesting milestones for the company is they've become a B Corp certified business. And as we know, there are particular and unique challenges to make a food-based business sustainable in the 21st century. And I'm now joined by the general manager of the business, Maxine Hyde. Good morning, Maxine.
Good morning, Emmett. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Listen, it's great to have you along. So this is a significant milestone, B Corp certification. We've had other companies on before with the same, but they tend to be smaller businesses than your own. So it must have been hard for such a complex business that you run down there to get everything up to this level.
Yeah, it was definitely difficult. It's a brilliant B Corps are a brilliant operation, brilliant standards. We are lucky, like sustainability has been in our core, you know, even kind of before the word was, you know, even before we spoke about sustainability, we were always trying to do our best for the environment. And thankfully, through Board B as well and their sustainability program, Origin Green, which we have been certified to for many years, it all helped line up to achieve B Corp.
Now, talk to us a little bit about the process of getting it. You hear different things. Some people think it's extremely exacting, others less so. So just let's hear from your perspective.
Well, it's very robust and there's an awful lot of detail in various areas of all things that lead to sustainability. So obviously we are manufacturing here down in Cork and manufacturing is a draw on energy. So there's an in-depth examination into how you're using energy, your waste, your water usage. And then it's also very in-depth into your ingredients, your supply chain, where you're sourcing from, what type of food you're sourcing, and then much more in terms of how you treat your staff, how you contribute to the local community, your charity partners. So very robust, and you need a lot of fact. You need to show, you know, real energy usage figures. You know, you need to have everything documented and very well proven.
Now, you're obviously turning out a whole range. I actually tasted one of your relishes yesterday, as it happens, ironically enough. So purely coincidental.
Brilliant.
But all was good, I could report live on the air.
Great.
So you're now employing 70 people. You're pumping out relishes, pickles, pasta sauces, seasonal sauces, ketchup. So when I hear and list out all those products, I'm thinking of a lot of inputs going into them. So is that the big challenge, to get stuff in that's somewhat locally sourced and not coming from the other part of the world? Or
100%.
What's the challenge in that area? Just talk our listeners through it.
Yeah, well, you'd be surprised. There isn't a huge amount of like range of like fruits and vegetables grown in Ireland. You may know vegetable farming is under quite a lot of pressure in Ireland. So it's our like principle is to buy locally. If we can't buy locally, to buy from Ireland and then to look for, you know, UK, Europe. There's certain things that just are not grown, you know, like olive oil or something. But we do quite well. We've had a super success with the Ballymaloe beetroot. And recently we've a new sweet and spicy beetroot slaw. And really proud to say that we're growing it all with a local farmer in Cork. And just growing locally, you're getting the product in a fresher condition. There's less transport. It's good for, you know, your local community. So we try. It's not always easy. For example, there's no vinegar industry in Ireland. There's no longer a sugar industry in Ireland. So unfortunately, we do still have to import some of our ingredients.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? Like you have to take account of the reality of the sort of environment you're in. You know, you may have these great objectives, but if you can't get the sugar, you know, sorry, it has to be transported. So you can't cut down emissions to zero, I presume, and you can't decarbonize to zero either. So you've gone down in the energy area into solar in particular. Can you talk to us a little bit about that? Because that has helped you a lot.
Yeah, and I guess leading to pre-solar, leading to that, we, you know, changed over from a lot of gas cooking to electrical cookers. And then leading on to that, obviously, the solar panels feeding into the electricity system. So delighted to just last year get lots of solar installed on the roof of our factory and already making a very impactful difference. it's actually encouraging a lot of our staff to try and get solar in their own homes, seeing the benefits, you know. So yeah, that's been a very big one for us. But to be honest, we're very lucky. We've had a sustainability graduate working full time on it. It's because it's often quite hard for businesses to spend the time on it. So we actually hired someone completely to work on sustainability, Johnny, who was very much behind achieving the B Corp and lots of our energy reduction work.
Okay, well done, Johnny. Does he have a surname?
Johnny Allen, actually.
Okay, just to give him the full credit.
Yeah.
In terms of surplus food, plastic waste, that sort of thing, I mean, again, can you get down to zero on the plastic waste? I presume it's 100% recycled, and then you have the surplus food. There is different companies working in that area to redistribute that on.
Yeah, there is. And I'm delighted that we have Food Cloud. You may know of them here in Ireland. And they just run such a brilliant organization, taking food waste from manufacturers, suppliers, supermarkets, and redistributing it to, you know, food kitchens and people doing meals on wheels and all those brilliant places. So we're obviously do our absolute best to have as minimum waste in production. But sometimes something goes wrong with products, or you know, sometimes shelf life runs out or something. And we actually are charity partners to Food Cloud. We support them financially as well as with product donation, and just sponsored a dinner there with them in the fantastic Cork on a Fork festival that just happened at the weekend. We were the charity sponsors to a Food Cloud food waste dinner in the English market. But I really just such admiration for that organisation, who are doing fantastic. Okay. Really,
well, listen,
fantastic
you've given
work.
Them a good solid mention there. Listen, we'll have to leave it there. We're up against time, as we tend to be. General Manager, Ballymaloe Foods, Maxine. Hi, thank you for joining us.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.